Shut your door, babe. Hello, everybody. This is DJ Aquarius, and you are listening to Just Sayin' here at radio.dominican.edu. So my show is about entertainment and pop culture and all the things going on in our world today. And so today I've decided that we are going to talk about reality shows and the people that are on them and the people that become famous from them. And there are a lot of reality shows out there. I remember the first big one that seemed to take over the world was American Idol, and that was, I don't know how many hundreds of years ago. And then from there, I think we got Dancing with the Stars, and we got, what else did we get? I know X Factor recently came over. X Factor has been going for years in the UK. It was one of Simon Cowell's mini brainchilds, but he decided to bring it here to the US. And it's just been going and going, and now we have ridiculous shows such as Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Bachelor, and now we have The Bachelorette. And, you know, even before, I know I said American Idol was the first one, but even before that, I think it really started with a show called The Real World that used to be on MTV hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And that show would follow basically college-age kids such as ourselves around whatever city that they were placed in, and they would all live together. There would be a whole group of them, and they would live together, and you would just get to know them and their personalities and just kind of see how people cohabitate together. And possibly at the end of the series or at the end of that, you know, of the show, they would have learned something about themselves and about each other. And people really seemed to take to that when that show first started. I don't even know I think I was born when that show first started, but I just remember it. I don't really remember much about it until I got older, and then I would hear, you know, older kids talking about it and things of that nature. And then when I discovered MTV, I tuned in for bits of it, and I wonder where the fascination comes from. I mean, I do realize why people like reality TV to a point, because I guess you like to see people in their natural habitats, if you will, and just how people behave. I guess maybe it's almost a form of studying sociology and maybe even a little psychology, and how people just kind of get on with their day. So, but on the other hand, I don't know why people wouldn't just, you know, rather watch a movie or something like that. But I guess to a point, reality TV maybe makes a little bit of sense. Anyway, that became a hit. And then with American Idol, it was more of a competition. I myself am not a huge fan of reality shows. There are a few that I don't mind, but for the most part, I don't love them at all. I'm very, very cynical about them and the people that go on them. The reason I did not have much of a problem with American Idol, I was very judgmental about it when I first became aware that it was on, but I did start watching around 2007. And there was a singer on there that I thought was very good. Her name was Melinda Doolittle, and she was very good, and she sort of captured me, and I started watching, and I realized that I didn't have much of a problem with shows that were competitive, because it wasn't just a bunch of sitting around watching people do nothing all day. There was really a point to what they were trying to achieve, and there was something really awesome about watching people sort of come out of nowhere and then go on and hopefully achieve greatness. So that's where I first started really getting into reality TV. And then it all sort of fell apart with The Bachelor. I thought it was because it was a competition, but not really. It was just ridiculous. I just think the whole premise of the show is ridiculous. The fact that you take all these women and just have this one guy that's looking for this one right girl, and at the end she gets a rose and she cries and just all this ridiculous stuff. I just thought it was really silly, and I don't know how or why people are into it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's a complete waste of time. That's probably the nicest thing I can say here on air here at college, on a college radio show. It's, I just think it's a cheap way out for a lot of TV stations. I think that they don't want to really hire real actors because that costs way too much money. They don't want to put together a good production because that takes time. So they just take a bunch of nobodies and put them out there and just kind of see what happens. Now, what's funny is that when shows like American Idol first started, even though Simon Cowell was already very popular, he was to a point popular, less so in the U.S., but still fairly popular. He was very powerful, but he was still very unknown. And I remember, you know, Randy Jackson, who's a bass player, who did some work with Journey, the band Journey, back in the 80s, back when they were good, after their bassist Ross Valerie was fired and he sort of took over that position. You had Paula Abdul, who was huge in the 80s, and to the best of my knowledge hadn't really heard from her since. So these were famous people, but they weren't off the charts famous. You know, there was no, you know, Brad Pitt or Michael Jackson. These were people that were just sort of fairly known. And so the shows were really about the contestants, which I really, really liked. And that is, that idea is almost archaic now. It's, now it seems to be more about the judges and how popular the judges are. It's really not about the competitors anymore. And I first noticed this back in the year when Simon Cowell was going to retire from American Idol. And what was so interesting about it was that whole year, it was about Simon and the way he interacted with the other judges. It was less about the competitors. And then after a winner was chosen, it was less about the winners, less about the winner of the show, and just more about Simon and his leaving and everything. And I do understand that because he was a big part of the show and now he's leaving. But ever since that time, I've noticed more and more whenever there's a reality show coming up or a competitive show, it's always the judges are far too popular. And it really becomes a show about watching the judges. That's what it's really about. It's about watching the judges. It's not about watching the competitors and watching them develop as artists and as showmen. And I think that's a downside. I think that really takes away from it. Because I think it gives the competitors of the show less of a chance to grow as artists. And, well, also when they're constantly, the judges are constantly outshining them, I think it's just, it takes away from their star, from their stardom that they could possibly develop. And I'm going to take a break right now, and when I come back, we will talk more about reality shows and the effect that I think it has on the people who compete on these shows. So you are listening to Just Saying, and this is radio.dominican.edu. The reason that you stayed, I heard you've been missing me. You've been telling people things you shouldn't be. Like when we creep out and she ain't around. Haven't you heard the rumors? It's your slave.
Has has it, he's the one I'm leaving you for.
Thank you. When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want.
Hello, everybody. This is DJ Aquarius here, and you are listening to Just Sayin' here at radio.dominican.edu. So before we took our music break, we were talking about reality TV and the effect that it has on the world and the effect that it has on people on it and the celebrity of the amount of celebrity that the judges receive and so on. So anyways, the latest reality show to come out is a show called The Splash. And I actually cannot believe I'm saying this, but it has captured my attention a little bit more than all of the others, apart from American Idol and so on. I think the reason for that is not only is it a competition, but it's actually challenging a lot of the competitors to do something other than what they're used to. It's basically taking an Olympic dive. So these celebrities, by the end of the show, have to be able to make an Olympic dive, which usually takes professional athletes many years to master, and they're supposed to do it by the end of the show, which is only going to be a few weeks long. So that's actually pretty interesting. The sad thing about it is I see a lot of celebrities on these shows who are trying to rekindle their careers. You see a lot of former child stars from like the 80s, a lot of forgotten about singers, people of that nature that are just trying to rekindle their career or either gain more popularity. I see there was Chewy, who's from the Chelsea Handler show, who's one of her musicians, was on the show until he got hurt taking this dive. And I don't ever think he was extremely famous, but he's obviously looking for more popularity, and so he took on the challenge of doing the show. It did catch my interest because it's kind of a dangerous show and it's a competition. So if I had to watch one, that would definitely be it. Out of the newer shows, but not even then, it's kind of a stretch. I just think reality TV is just a cheap cop out, really, and I don't think it's worth paying attention to. I also have felt that a lot of the shows that had some quality about them, such as American Idol, have just really gone downhill. A lot of that is because there's just this huge mass production of them, and it's ridiculous. I think, you know, we went from American Idol, and then we have The Voice, and we have one about country singers, and it just goes on and on and on, and there's only so many reality shows that you should have. It's just ridiculous that's surrounded by singing, or that is about singing. It's just nuts. It's just far too many, and it takes away from the specialness. You know what, one of the things that was really cool about American Idol was it came around once a year, so it was really that special time. And now it's just, you know, that special time where, you know, it was time for that big competition, so people, it really gave you something to look forward to. But it's just not that anymore. It's too, there's just so much of it that you don't really feel like you're missing anything if you miss that one. And it's just going all year round, and it's, you know, five or six different singing competitions going on all at one time, sometimes on the very same day at the very same time, just on different channels, sometimes back to back right after each other on the same channel. And it's just gone way out of hand. There's no need for it whatsoever. And then we have, going back to Simon Cowell, we have Simon Cowell, who's been doing the X Factor in UK, who's now brought a show over here. And Simon Cowell first started on Pop Idol, which was a show similar to American Idol in the UK, and then started doing American Idol over here, and then was doing X Factor in the UK, and now brought X Factor over here, as well as Britain's Got Talent. Now we have America's Got Talent over here. And I just feel like I used to have so much respect for Simon Cowell as a judge, because he seemed to be so much more, he seemed to be about judging far more than he was about being famous. And that has just completely gone out of the window for him. I can't say that for him anymore. He seems to have fallen into this attention-needing pit that a lot of other judges seem to have. I mean, if you look at judges of the other shows, such as The Voice, which, you know, Blake Shelton is a host on that show, Christina Aguilera is, Adam Levine from Maroon 5, and then you also have CeeLo Green, who is very creepy looking, by the way. He always has this cat who he calls Perfect, and he's always got this cat on the show. And I don't mind celebrities with their quirks. I think it gives them character and whatnot. But when I feel like a quirk is being faked, that's when I don't like it. It's when you're just doing something for ratings. It really takes away from the show, and I think it takes away from the celebrity. And CeeLo Green having this cat, I don't really think there's any purpose for him having this cat or bringing this cat on the show, other than it's just for ratings. And a lot of people buy into it. I have a friend that loves that show, and she's just astonished, you know, by CeeLo Green's quirks and, you know, his bringing this cat in. And I just don't think it's that clever. It's clearly for ratings. Anybody with half a brain can see that. And it's just not, to me, it says that there's not enough about his personality on its own where he needs to turn around and do something quirky like that. Something fake, you know, so false. It's just false quirkyism, or whatever you would call it. And I've sort of felt like Simon Cowell was so immune to all of that. You know, he never had to do all that. He was just himself. He didn't have to dress in a flashy way. He didn't have to bring in a cat or anything like that. He just was himself, and that was enough. And sometimes he was crude, but he was always right and respectable. I feel like that is just not the case with him anymore. I mean, I remember last season on American Idol, and something that he would do is show up all the time on this little mini bicycle. It was almost like a little clown bicycle. And I can understand that if that was anybody else, but for him, it was so disappointing. It really was, because he's so beyond that. And his opinion is always the one opinion that really mattered to me. So for him to stoop to that level, you know, I would expect that from CeeLo Green or Christina Aguilera or, you know, any of the other judges, but not Simon Cowell. You know, he was the one that had some class and some quality, and his, you know, his opinion meant something. And now it's not. It just doesn't mean anything anymore. So that's a disappointment. And also, it seems to be a lot of I don't want to say fighting, but just a lot of made up fighting. I mean, it's as fake as WWF wrestling now. You know, I mean, with, you know, if you watch American Idol, you can see how they've got this whole thing where it's, you know, Nicki Minaj versus Mariah Carey now. So now the judges always have to have a fight. And I think that it once again goes back to who I call the godfather of reality TV, Simon Cowell. he always had this thing with Paula Abdul where he always had to sort of have a little quarrel with her, you know, and but that was real. I do believe that a lot of that was real. They had a difference. They always had differences in opinion. They have very different ways of criticizing the competitors. And so it kind of would make sense that sometimes they would butt heads. But a lot of it is so staged now. And I think this whole thing with Christina Aguilera and Nicki Minaj is just absolutely ridiculous. It has no purpose. It's just for ratings. And I think a lot of it is because Idol's ratings have been slipping so badly now that they've had to come up with these ridiculous little petty fights to keep viewers interested. And I just want to say, this is a little going a little bit off track, but to Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey, not that they're listening, but if there's any chance that they are, I will just say, I think Nicki Minaj really needs to take a chill pill. I really do, because she's not a legend. Here's the thing, Mariah Carey is a legend. Nicki Minaj isn't, so she kind of needs to deflate her head just a little bit and realize that she's not on that level with Mariah Carey. So maybe Mariah Carey is a diva. I don't know. I don't know the woman personally, but I will say that this whole attitude that Nicki Minaj has with Mariah Carey really needs to just kind of dismiss itself, because she's just nowhere near that level. So I don't know who she is to trash talk Mariah Carey the way that she does. And there have been, you know, threats of violence, just all sorts of ridiculous things. And I just don't know why that's necessary. I mean, if the show was really that good, it should be able to carry itself on its own without having all these ridiculous made up quarrels that people are having on these shows. And I also think a lot of this started with the Osbournes. You know, they are like the first family of reality TV. You know, a lot of this started with them, you know, they were always cursing and yelling at each other on TV. Whether it was real or not, I don't know. I never watched their show. But I do know that, you know, disputes and arguments are good for ratings. I mean, they even teach us this in our radio class. But it does really do something. It demises the class that the show produces and the quality. And it becomes just another Jerry Springer show. And I mean, Jerry Springer is a great example. You look at, I mean, Jerry, a lot of people don't know this. Jerry Springer was a respected journalist back in his day. I mean, he was right up there with Barbara Walters and whatnot. He's a very educated man, a very intelligent man. A lot of people don't realize that about him because he hosts such a trashy show. But this is a very well-educated man. And the Jerry Springer show started off similar to that of Oprah, the Oprah Winfrey show. It was, you know, it was a talk show where people could come on with different opinions and that came from different walks of life and just discuss and share their way of life with America and the world. And what happened was somehow a fight broke out. This is one of the earlier episodes. And the ratings went through the roof. And it was a real fight. It wasn't staged. And then it got to a point where people assumed that to be on the show, they had to fight. So people would just, the guests on the show would just plan a fight. And then they would start fighting. And then it got to a point where the producers loved it. Because the ratings were just, I mean, forget going through the roof. They were up and over the moon. And so, of course, they're going to keep giving the audience what they want, and if what they want is a lot of rowdy violence and ignorant shouting and hooping and hollering, then that's what the producers are going to give the viewers. And so that's how the Jerry Springer show went from quality to just an absolute piece of gutter, you know, an hour worth of gutter television. And that's just, and it's really happening with other shows, and I think that's very sad. And a lot of, and Jerry Springer, that's not a classy show. It really is not. It's a very, very trashy show. And I think other shows are sadly starting to follow that. And I also feel like the competitors, when they used to go on shows like American Idol, they really went on to compete and to put their best foot forward. That not so much anymore. I think now it's become more about the image than about the talent. I also think it's become a show, and not this is not just American Idol. I'm not just dumping on Idol. This is X Factor and all the others. A lot of it is sob stories. You know, I'm so sick of whenever these shows start and the people start auditioning and you kind of see like the behind the scenes whatever with them, you know, the behind the scenes footage with them where you see them in the line waiting to get their chance to go up and sing and you see this sob story. Oh, my child is diabetic. My grandmother has one lung. My great, 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 great grandfather died of cancer and this is why I need to win the show. I am just so utterly sick of that. I mean, I always like to hear about people's life stories and where they've come from and what they've been through, but this has just gotten ridiculous. And it's always, so my child has autism, my, you know, this and then the other. The only thing I can say to that is get over it. You know, we all got our problems in our lives. And I'm just, you know, just shut up and compete in the show like you're there to do and may the best man win. And it's just not, it's not about that anymore. And that's another thing that really, really upsets me. And it makes the show not worth watching because it's just about who can cry the loudest. It's not really about who has talent anymore. And for that, I am very, very sick of it. But we will discuss more reality TV when I come back from this music break. I am DJ Aquarius, and you are listening to Just Saying here at radio.dominican.edu.
To notice when she upped and ran away.
Try to walk away and I stumble, though I try to hide it, it's clear. always seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
Just Saying, and I am DJ Aquarius here at radio.dominican.edu. So when I last left you, we were still talking about reality TV, and I was talking about Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey and Simon Cowell and CeeLo Green and his ridiculous cat and so on. Well, also, I'm running out of time here. I would like to talk about the winners of American Idol and X Factor and those shows and sort of what happens to them. Well, for one thing, I know a lot of these people face criticism, a lot of strong criticism when they go on these shows, even when they win or if they go on to have successful careers. I mean, Kelly Clarkson was the first winner of American Idol, and she still faces some criticism because she's from American Idol. And I have to say, I honestly get it. Like, I get why she's criticized. I mean, I know that she, you know, she competed, she won. She's a hard working woman in show business, I guess. But I get it. She didn't really, I don't feel like she's earned her stripes. And I feel that about a lot of people that come off of these shows. I think there's a lot of training that is involved in, I mean, similar to being an athlete or any type of professional, anything, there's a lot of training. I think just touring, developing your underground fan base, if you will, learning to have stage presence even before you have all the big lights and the lasers and the smoke machines and the screaming fans. All that type of stuff, I just don't feel like she or any of the other people from these shows have really, these skills, I don't feel like they've been developed. And I think that's a huge part of what goes into making a great artist, a great musical artist. And they just don't have it. I think, you know, they go on these shows for a few weeks. If they win, they win some money, they win some fame, and they just kind of keep going. So as much as I hate to be a critic and so cynical, I do understand why people from these shows get so much criticism. But having said that, a lot of them do go on and find great success, because I know when the whole American Idol thing first started, the whole thing was, well, the fame would never last for these people. They're never going to amount to anything. And that has been the case for a lot of artists that have come, or so-called artists that have been off of these shows, but not entirely. I mean, Kelly Clarkson has gone on to have a great career. She's a top-selling artist. She's making lots of money, et cetera, et cetera. She's managed her image very well, or whoever is managing her image has done a very good job. Also, there is one of the most successful people probably off of these, you know, that was off of these shows is Jennifer Hudson from American Idol. I think she's, and she didn't even win, and she's gone on. She's doing great. I mean, she's even won an Academy Award. So there are people that are going on and really making a way for themselves. But also, I think you have, but more of those people just kind of win their money and they disappear. One of those artists that I was really disappointed to see that happen with was a singer called Michael Grimm, who 2 years ago he was on America's Got Talent, which is another talent competition that airs during the summer. And I really thought he was good. And I don't mean just like fake sort of you're okay for a nobody kind of good. I mean, he was really, really good. Like I think he could hold his own with some of the great artists of previous times. And I say previous times because I don't really think we have any great artists of this time. So he just had a very memorable voice that still haunts me to this day, even when I'm not listening to a song, but just when I think about it. Like, as I speak of him right now, I'm getting goosebumps. I mean, he was that good. And he was another one of those I thought was just going to be absolutely pathetic, because he came on and he was talking about how he wanted to win the money for his grandparents because his grandparents raised him, et cetera, et cetera. And then he started to sing and he wowed everybody, not just me, but I mean, even the judges. I mean, their jaws just hit the floor because that's not what they were expecting. And he won, and I'm glad that he won. He won rightfully so, but he just sort of disappeared. And I don't know if that was on his own account. Maybe he didn't want to be famous, or maybe the record producers just decided they couldn't sell his image. I don't know what the deal was, but that was a real shame. He was one of the few that I was really, really rooting for. But anyway, you know, reality TV, hate it, love it. Sadly, it looks like it's here to stay, at least for a while anyway, until producers decide not to be cheap and start putting some money back into their projects. So until then, I will just continue to watch reruns of older shows from the 80s and 90s that were actually good and that involved real talent. So that's all for Just Saying. I will be back next week, and I am here every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. I am DJ Aquarius, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Still the world.